If you have your Bible tonight and you want to follow along with us, turn to Acts chapter number 12. Acts chapter number 12, we'll begin at verse 1. The Bible says, "Now about the time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quadrants of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forward to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, and the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly, and his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know for a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. And when she saw Peter's voice, when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, It is his angel. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he beckoned unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, Go, show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded they should be put to death. And he went down from Judah to Caesarea and there abode. I want to preach for just a little while, and I want to preach a kind of question. Would you do that? Amen. Would you do that? We think about things, and we think about God and godliness, and a lot of times we wonder about things, but praise God, we know who God is. We know what He's able to do, and we constantly look, and I believe we should be looking for the will of God, that the will of God would be good and done in the lives of His people. Amen. Praise God, we know that He's always, His ways are always wise ways. His ways are always good ways. Amen. Praise God, that's just who God is. He's wise and He's good because He's wise and good to me and you. He is an all-knowing God. Amen. And I'm glad for that, ain't you? But I want to say tonight that God is not always predictable. God's not always predictable to me and you. Now, there's a whole lot of people in the world that say, well, I know the mind of God. Amen. Praise God, if you know the mind of God, you'd be God. And I want to say there's not a one of us tonight that's God. Amen. We don't know all the mind of God. We don't know all the thoughts of God, but praise God, I'm glad that He's God and He does. Amen. He's not always predictable. We can't always understand exactly what's happening. When I got to looking at this chapter in the book here, in chapter 12 of the book of Acts, as the churches begin to build and things begin to happen, and the fifth persecution that we see, and as Peter's arrested and James is killed, and we begin to see this thing play out, and we begin to wonder, you know, why God does what He does. Amen. Sometimes I don't understand it. Do you? Sometimes we just don't understand why God allows things to happen, or why God causes things to happen the way they do. Amen. How God spared Peter, amen, but he allowed James to be killed. And I just don't understand all that. Amen. Praise God. He was good. He was about the Father's business. He was good at doing a good work. But yet God allowed James to be killed. Amen. He allowed him to be slain. Amen. And how he, God in his magnificence, we could never predict how he would bring Peter out, but he did. But if you notice, praise God, he didn't bring him out right away. It was just almost like at the last minute, God sent an angel down there to bring Peter out. We see in the Word of God that he was apprehended, he was put in prison, and he's delivered a fourth quadrant of soldiers to be kept, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Now they was going to go, after the Passover was over, they was going to bring him forth unto the people, amen, and put him, they was going to put him to death just like they did James, but praise God, I'm glad God intervened. But why did God wait to the last minute? Why did God allow him to be caught up? Why did God allow Peter to be put in prison? Amen. But the Bible says Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. He said, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Amen. See, God's not always predictable. God can predict us. And God was predicting within himself. I can see him as he is looking at this thing. He said, I'm just going to see what the people will do. Sometimes God, I believe, youngins, he's just looking to see what we'll do. When situations arise, when circumstances come up, I believe God's just a looking, he's a watching. And I want to say this tonight, he's always a watching, he's a looking into us. He's looking to see where we're at. He's looking to see what we're involved in. He's looking to see how involved we are in the works of God. Amen? Think about that. God's a watching us to see if we'll make ourselves available. Amen. But he didn't bring Peter out till the last minute. Prayer was going up without ceasing to God, his people. Peter's friends were praying. Amen. Constantly praying that God would deliver him. He said, when Herod, verse 6, and when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. And now I want you to notice this. The Bible says the same night, amen, come daylight, they was going to come get Peter, they was going to take him out and bring him before the people to make a big show of it. Amen. And he said he was sleeping between two soldiers, one on each side, amen. There was nowhere for him to go. The Bible said he was bound with two chains. Amen. And the keepers before the door kept the prison. Peter, he was steadfast in the prison. He was apprehended. He was cast in. There was nowhere for him to go. There was no hope for escape. I'm glad, praise God. Listen, if it would have been me and you, we might have not been there. We'd probably been like the rest of them. We wouldn't have been, could have found a way to get him out. But I'm glad, praise God, there's a God in heaven. Praise God, knew exactly what he'd do. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I don't understand why God did that. Would you do that? Would you do it that way? Would you allow them? Would you allow James to be killed? Would you allow Peter to stay in that prison to the last minute before you sent the angel to get him out? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't know. Amen. Yeah, because you're not God. But God knew exactly what he was doing. Amen. He let him stay in there to the last minute. He let him stay in there for a long time. Amen. Prayer was a going up. The bells of heaven was ringing for old Peter. And praise God, he was locked up in the stocks. Amen. He was chained up. He was bound up. But they was soon coming deliverance. Hey, listen, there's a whole lot of people. There's a lot of our folks that's bound up. Praise God, in this whole world tonight. But I want to say there's a soon coming deliverer. Praise God, the angel of the Lord. He's going to knock on the door one of these days, and he's going to bring us out of here. Praise God, we're going to come up hither. He's going to call us unto himself, and we'll fly away. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. But God, amen, he allowed Herod to slay James. Amen. But he didn't permit, praise God. He allowed him to slay James, but he didn't permit Herod, praise God, to proclaim himself to be God. Amen. Did you know? Hey, listen, if you read over here, praise God, okay, oh, Herod, he put forth his authority, and when Peter was gone, he got all tore up over it, and he had those that was supposed to be standing guard, he had them executed, he had them put to death. He left Judea and went down to Caesarea. to abide there. And when he got there, praise God, he showed up and he was dressed in his royal apparel. He made a great array of himself in his royal apparel, and he began to sit upon his throne there in Caesarea, praise God. And the people began to see him, and he began to give them a big old speech. He began to give them an oracle from himself, an oration, praise God, if you will, unto them. And the people began to shout, they began to pray, and they say, it's the voice of a God and not of man. But I want to say, God Almighty, he didn't allow that to stand. He wouldn't allow nobody to take his steal his glory. Praise God, the Bible said that he immediately, the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. Praise God, praise God. Would you have done it that way? That's not the way I'd have thought to do it. Praise God, that's probably not the way you'd thought to do it, but that's the way God did it, praise God, because he is God, and beside him there's no other. He knows what needs to be done. He knows what'll get people's attention. Praise God, he knows what'll bring glory to his name, and he's going to get glory out of every life. Amen, praise his holy name. Amen, he didn't allow the king to get glory. Praise God, he didn't allow the king to act like God. He's only one God, praise the Lord. And his name is Jesus. And God the Father. And God the Holy Ghost. And that's the only God, praise God, that there is. The God of glory, praise his name. Amen. Now sometimes we begin to think that we know what God's mind is. If you'll remember children, the friends of Job. Now they sat around there and they began to act like they knew what the mind of God was. I'm afraid if we ain't careful, sometimes we sit around and we begin to act like we know what God's thinking. Amen. Now we know what the volume of the book says. Praise God. And we know how God says to act and react in a decent fashion. Praise God. But these people that sit around and they think they know exactly what God's doing. These people, hey, listen, I've talked to somebody one time and said, yeah, I know exactly what God's doing. I know why that's a happening. It's because of this and that and the other. But I want to say they didn't know a bit more than nothing, praise God, because they don't know the mind of God. They don't know what God's doing. I don't know what God's doing. You don't know what God's doing. All I know is he's going to get glory out of my life. He's going to get glory out of your life. He wants the glory. Praise God, he wants to help. He wants to encourage. He wants to lift up. Praise God, because that'll bring glory to his name. That's what God's a looking for, children. He's a looking for glory tonight and glory in for his name. Praise God. So they don't know exactly what God's doing. Amen. They don't know exactly what God will do. Any circumstance we have, we don't know what God will do. Amen. We know what we might do. We know what we think we ought to do. But praise God, we don't know what God will do. Amen. We just don't know. Amen. They praise God. Hey, they may try to say, well, God's going to do this or God's going to do that. But we don't know for sure what God's going to do because it's God, because we ain't God. Praise his name. Because we just ain't. Amen. We don't know what God's going to do. We don't know what he's doing. We don't know when he'll do it. We don't know why he'll do it. And we don't know what's done. Amen. We don't know what's done. Why he's doing it. Amen. People may think that we know why this is happening. But praise God, we just may be wrong. Just like those friends of Job, they were wrong in their thinking. Amen. They didn't understand, praise God, that it wasn't Job, but it was God Almighty that was moving upon the scene. It was God Almighty was doing a marvelous and wonderful thing. Amen. Nobody could see past. And praise God, it was God Almighty that was making a difference in Job's life. You say, well, preacher, why did he have to go through all that? And then, praise God, I don't know, but God does. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, why is it that we don't know, but no mind's got know what God's thinking? Why is it? He said, what would you do? Would you do that, praise God, that God has done in the days that it's gone by? Praise God, would you make the same decisions as God? Amen. I won't say no, we wouldn't, because if we would, praise the Lord, then we would be God. But I want to say there is a God, and he's real. Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 55, in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 8, it tells us why God does what he does. Isaiah 55 and verse 8, he says this. He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God said, listen, he said, you can't think as high as I can. You can't think as straight as I can. You can't live as the way that I can. Praise God. Because you're not God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm glad there is a God. I'm glad that God is real. Praise the Lord. And when God Almighty moves upon the scene, as he does here in the life of Peter, praise God, I'm glad that we can see his mighty hand, because he is an almighty God. Would you do what God's done? I don't think so. But I'm glad that I praise God that God's done what he did in my life and yours. Praise God that we can lift up his name and just give him praise and glory. I don't know why he did what he did. Brother Robert, I don't know why he saved somebody like me. I don't know why he looked down upon me and saw some potential in me. But I'm glad today, praise the Lord, that he loved me anyway. Amen. Would you have done that? Would you have saved somebody like me? Would you have saved somebody like you? I know, probably not. But God did. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, we got to, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying when we get tempted to play God. Amen. When we get tempted to play God in somebody else's life, we better be careful, praise God, to realize that we're not God. Amen. But there is a God. There's a real God. There's a true God that's there to take a charge and to do things in people's life, praise God, that's needful for that person. Amen. That'll give you that encouragement, praise God. That'll give them that help that they need. Hey, listen, when somebody asked me about it, I said, I don't know what to tell you, but I'll tell you what God says. Amen. A lot of times people ask me, and I'll say, I don't know, but I'll tell you what God says. Amen. Because God has a plan. Praise God. God is the one that's God. Hey, listen, what I might tell them, what I might say to them, amen, might be my opinion. But I want to say I don't want nobody to go on my opinion. I want them to go on what God Almighty has for them. The promise that God makes. The help that God has to give them. Praise God. I don't want to be tempted to play God. Amen. Would you do that? Would you play God? Would you play God with people's lives? I don't think so. I don't want to play God with nobody's life, praise God. Amen. Now, it's always right to pray. What we need to do is pray and ask God to touch in the petitions that we have. Amen. Because we don't know what we need. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God lives in us. He directs us in the right path. He points us in the righteousness of a holy God. But we don't always know exactly where we're at, and we sure don't know what we need. And if I don't know where I'm at and what I need, praise God, how can I think that I know where you're at or what you need? Amen. But you say, well, preacher, I just offer my opinion. Sometimes I believe it'd be better just to keep our opinion to ourselves. Amen. Because sometimes it gets us in trouble. Sometimes it gets other people in trouble. We need to be cautious. We need to tell people, praise God, that they can just trust in the Lord. Tell them what God says, praise God. They might minister to their heart. Praise God. We just keep praying for them, lifting them up to the Lord. Amen. Sometimes, but you say, well, preacher, sometimes I just feel so weak, I don't even know if I can pray. I don't know if I can get a prayer through, preacher. That's the way, hey, listen, I'll just be honest. A lot of times, a whole lot of us don't know if we feel so weak in our faith, praise God, that we can't get a prayer through. Amen. Sometimes, hey, I'll just admit it, I'll raise my hand. Sometimes I'm surprised when I pray and ask God in weakness, in my faith, in my prayer life. I ask God and pray, and God hears and answers that prayer. Sometimes it's surprising to me. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say that. I know it, but praise God, I'm honest with myself and honest with God. Amen. Sometimes, amen, when our faith is weak, sometimes, praise God, what would you do? Would you do that? Praise God, listen, I'm going to pray and ask God to help me. I'll do what's right according to His perfect will, that I might be pleasing to God. What are you saying, preacher? I'm going to do like Peter did. Peter got out. God had blessed him. Amen. He had got the angel of the Lord done come to the prison, done brought him out of the inner part of the prison, done took his bindings off. Praise God. Done brought him out of that place, brought him to the gate, and the gate done swung open. Praise God. Hey, I like that part. They didn't have to touch it. Amen. Praise God. When they got there to the gate that leadeth to the city, that iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. Amen. Praise God. That wasn't nothing but the power of an almighty God that opened that gate that brought him out, because that was God's plan from the very beginning. When they had got old Peter and they bound him up, they had apprehended him, carried him over to the prison. Listen, God had a plan right then to bring him out. Amen. And when that angel, Lord, brought Peter out there, praise God, when they got to that gate that leadeth unto the city, it opened of its own accord. And they went out, praise God. I want to say, praise the Lord, what a blessing it is when we get to that gate, when God Almighty opens the gate for us, when God Almighty brings us out, when God Almighty helps us, praise God, because it's part of His plan. May not have been the way I'd done it. Probably wasn't the way you'd have done it. But I'm glad God got a plan on how He'll do it. And I want to say tonight, church, on the authority of the Word of God, God Almighty said He'd help us. He'll deliver us, amen, from the bondage. He'll bring us out of the prison house. Praise God, He'll open the gate for us. And He'll take us in out that He might bring us in. Amen. Praise the Lord. You'll just shout on that. Take that. Praise God. Plant that in your heart. Amen. Say, glory to God. God Almighty said He'd bring me out that He might bring me in. Praise His name. And we see old Peter, he pulls up there at Mark's mother's house. Amen. And he knocks on the door. He knocks on the door, and this damsel, she comes to the door. This Rhoda, she comes and she hears his voice. She says, "Who is it?" Now you remember the church is in they are under persecution. Amen. What would you do, praise God, if you was under persecution? Would you do what they did? Would you do what Peter did? Could you sit there in a house and lock yourself in? Could you set yourself steadfast in prayer, calling out to an almighty God, trusting in the Lord, praise God, to deliver you and to deliver Peter, bring your friend out of the prison, deliver him, praise God, from the hardships and the persecution that was there for him? But he knocked on that door, and that little maiden come to the door, and she heard his voice. The Bible said she didn't open the door. Amen. She was just tore up with gladness. She ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. Amen. Can you imagine her, praise God? What would you have did if you was her? Would you have done that? Would you have threw the gate open? But she didn't, praise God, because of the gladness of her heart. She left old Peter standing outside the gate, and she went running in there and said, folks, you gotta come see. It's Peter. He's standing at the door. He's at the gate and he's a knocking. They said, "Oh, you're crazy." He said, "It is. I know his voice. I heard him speaking. Praise God. He went to knocking and I heard him. I said, 'Who is it?' And he said, 'It's Peter.' And it was him. I know his voice." Amen. And they said, "You're crazy." But then they say, "Listen," she constantly confirmed that it was even so. And then said they, "It is his angel." They said, "They've done killed old Peter." Said, "It's his spirit." Amen. "It's old Peter. He's dead. He's gone. They've done killed him." And said, his spirit, his ghost, his person, his inner person, pray God, is knocking on the door. But the Bible says old Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Now, I often wonder about that. Would you do that, praise God? Would you come to the door astonished? Would you be surprised if you've prayed and prayed, asked God to touch in a mighty way, to do a miracle in your life, or for your family, for your children, or for your mom and your daddy, your mama, your papa, your loved ones, your co-workers, people around you, when you begged and asked God to do a miracle, and He performs that miracle, do you stand astonished, praise God, tonight, because God Almighty has come through again, just like He promised He would, just like He always does. He never lets you down. Praise His holy name. Amen. But said Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Amen. Listen, what we got to do, praise God, the key is to just keep on knocking. Amen. When we become a child of God, would you do that? Praise God, if you was Peter, would you keep a knocking on the door till somebody answered? Hey, praise God, listen, I believe Peter wanted them to know that God had heard and answered their prayer. I believe Peter wanted them to know, praise God, that just as sure as God was in heaven, amen, He had done heard them, and He had brought them out, and He delivered him, praise God, safe to them. Amen. They come out all astonished. He was, oh, Peter, Peter. But Peter said, hey, wait a minute. He beckoned them with his hand to hold their held, hold their peace. And he declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go and show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Amen. Listen, me and you might have knocked on that door. And when they didn't open that up right quick, we might have went in a different direction. But I believe God Almighty done for a purpose for Peter. The same thing he does for me and you on purpose. He brought him out, praise God, and he delivered him to the very ones that was lifting him up in prayer. Amen. He said, listen, I want to show you that God Almighty's heard and he's answered your prayer. Listen, children, don't give up. Don't quit. Keep praying. Keep lifting up. I pray, God, would you do what they did for Peter today? Could we start, amen, a chain of prayer for those that's lost and undone? Would you do that, that they might be delivered, amen, from the bondage of sin, from the heartache and the trials and the tribulation that we face in this world without any hope in God Almighty? But I won't say praise God if we'll stand steadfast, praying and seeking God's face. He'll hear in heaven, praise God, and he'll answer our prayers. What do you have to do? Just keep a knocking. Amen. Old Peter just kept a knocking. When you keep a knocking, God opens the door. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because I've seen him. I've seen him do it so many times. When I wanted to quit, when I wanted to give up, the Lord just says, hey, son, just keep a knocking. Amen. Just keep a knocking. And before long, praise God, God opens the door. Amen. He makes a way. He brings folks out. He sends deliverance. He offers help. He gives encouragement. He lifts folks up. He brings folks out. He puts their feet on a solid foundation. He puts them on a path. He gives them guidance. He gives them counsel. He stakes them in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. God Almighty does that. Would you do that? I wouldn't know how to begin. But praise God, I'm glad today, praise the Lord, that God Almighty knows. He knows exactly where we're at. He knows exactly what we need. And just as he was there for Peter, just as he was there for these disciples, just as he was there, praise God, for them, he'll be there for you. Oh, what a blessing, what a hope we have in Jesus Christ our Savior. It's not what I do. It's not what you would do. But it's what God Almighty, through Jesus Christ our Savior, has done for us. And what he's done for us, he can do for others. He'll do again that needs to be done, even for his glory. Bless his holy name. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, God, Lord, we love you. And we thank you, God, for the way that you touch us, the tug that you have on our lives, God, and the direction that you give us. God, the good focus from heaven, Lord, that we realize that we can put our focus, Lord, upon you. We can look into you, the very author and even the finisher of our faith, knowing, Lord, that you would be there for us, God, to help us along this way. And God, it's not what we'd do, because we wouldn't know what to do, because we're not you. But God, we know that you know exactly where we're at. You know exactly what we need. And God, we ask you, Lord, just to touch our hearts, God, even this evening. Stir down the depths of our soul and give us the desire and the direction, Lord, that we need, that we might be found pleasing unto you. God, we'll thank you, praise you for it. Thank you for this good day that you give us. Thank you for the services. God, thank you for allowing us to come together one more time. Even though we can't come in, can't come together like we'd like to, God, I'm thankful that you're still in the midst, because you promised you always would be. As two or three are gathered together in your name, that you would be in the midst. And God, we thank you for your presence. God, we thank you for your sweet spirit that we felt during the singing, the special singing. Oh, what a blessing it was. God, we thank you for those folks that helped us. God, what a blessing they are. And God, to you and to us, God, we thank you for your precious word of truth that speaks to our heart and gives us encouragement. And we ask you, Lord, now, God, that you take us, touch us, watch over every home, every family God's represented in this church. God, pray that you touch our people. God, pray that you touch those that's sick. Be with my little brother. God, I pray that you'd heal him. God, we're looking for you to do a marvelous thing. God, bring him up, bring him out, and God, deliver him, Lord, unto yourself. God, praise, Lord, we thank you. God, we ask you, Lord, just to touch each and every one, even the saving the soul. God, if there's one that's lost and undone, don't know you in the free pardon of sin, God, I pray, Heavenly Father, you touch them tonight before it's eternally too late. God, I pray, Lord, you now lead, guide, and direct us, go with us, keep us, Lord, as only you can. And Lord, we'll just bow our heads, we'll give you praise, honor, and glory, and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I appreciate you. I love you. Amen. Pray for each other. Pray God to take us and touch us and use us. And let's be used for God's glory. Let's make our last days our best days for our Savior. Amen. Lifting up the...